wished for a war. I knew that I was poor. I knew it was the only way to rise up. If they tell my story, I am either gonna die on the battlefield in glory or rise up. I will fight for this land, but there's only one man who can give us a command so we can rise up. Understand, it's the only way to rise up. Rise up. Here he comes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for. The pride of Mount Vernon, George Washington.
We are outjoined, outmanned, outnumbered, outplanned. We gotta make it all out to stand. Hey yo, I'm gonna need a right hand man. Second, can I be real a second? For just a millisecond, let down my guard and tell the people how I feel a second. Now I'm the model of a modern major general, the venerated Virginian veteran whose men are all lining up to put me up on a pedestal, writing letters to relatives embellishing my elegance and eloquence. But the elephant is in the room, the truth is in your face when you hear the British cannons go boom. Any hope of success is fleeting. How can I keep leading when the people I'm leading keep retreating? We put a stop to the bleeding as the British take Brooklyn. Night takes Rook, but look, we are outgunned, outmanned, outnumbered, outplanned. We gotta make it all outstand. Hey yo, I'm gonna need a right hand man. Incoming! The battery down, the battery, check the damages. We gotta stop them and rob them of the advantages. Let's take a stand with the stamina God has granted us. Goes a cannon, wash some blood in the shit spray. Goes a cannon for abandoning Kip's Bay. There's another shipping, we just lost southern tipping. We gotta run to Harlem quick, we can't afford another slip. Guns and horses giddy up, I decide to divvy up my forces. They're skittish as the British cut the city up. This close to giving up, facing mass scrutiny. I scream in the face of this mass mutiny. Are these the men with which I am to defend America? We ride at midnight, Manhattan in the distance. I cannot be everywhere at once, people. I'm in dire need of assistance.
Your Excellency, sir.
Who are you?
Aaron Burr, sir. Permission to state my case?
As you were.
Sir, I was a captain under General Montgomery until he caught a bullet in the neck in Quebec. And, well, in summary, I think that I could be of some assistance. I admire how you keep firing on the British from a distance. I have some questions, a couple of suggestions on how to fight instead of fleeing west.
Yes?
Well,
Your Excellency, you wanted to see me.
Hamilton, come in. Have you met Burr?
Yes, sir.
We keep meeting. As I was saying, sir, I look forward to seeing your strategy play out.
Burr,
sir,
close the door on your way out.
Have I done something wrong, sir?
On the contrary, I called you here because our odds are beyond scary. Your reputation precedes you, but I have to laugh, sir. Hamilton, how come no one can get you on their staff?
Sir!
Don't get me wrong, you're a young man of great renown. I know you stole British cannons while we were still downtown. Nathaniel Greene and Henry Knox wanted to hire you.
To be their secretary? I don't think so.
Now why are you upset?
I'm not.
It's alright, you wanna fight? You've got a hunger. I was just like you when I was younger. Head full of fantasies of dying like a martyr.
Yes,
dying is easy, young man. Living is harder.
Why are you telling me this?
I'm being honest. I'm working with a third of what our Congress has promised us. We are a powder keg about to explode. I need someone like you to lighten the load. So?
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Ayo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry.
I am not throwing away my shot.
Son,
we are outgunned, outmanned.
You need all the help you can get. I have some friends, Lawrence Mullion, Marquis de Lafayette. Okay, what else?
Outnumbered, outplanned.
You need some spies on